I'd like to welcome you to the second day of this two-day seminar on marriage in Islam, family life in Islam.
فيها فاكهة ونخل. The problems of our community and trying to resolve the problem before there dry clay like earthen vessels, and he created the jinn of a flame of fire, which then of the bounties of the Lord will you deny, Lord of the East and the Lord of the West, which then of the bounties of your Lord will you deny. He has made the two seas to flow freely so that they meet together. Between them is a barrier which they cannot pass, which then of the bounties of your Lord will you deny. There come forth from them pearls, both large and small. Which then of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyil Azim. Salawat.
This is a work of more than 15 years, constantly concentrating on the problems of our community and trying to resolve the problem before there is a problem. So one of the solution is to understand life itself. The course which we have introduced from yesterday is, in fact, it is an 18-hour course, but nobody else, we have time for that much, so we have squeezing very, very hard to make it 8 hours. So you can imagine how much strain is on me and on you all, so that's why there is an outline of this course. You can elaborate, you can add it, multiply it, according to your own perspective. Before I start, let's hear to one beautiful voice of a reciter. Reciter Abdul Basit, who has changed the course of recitation in the history of Muslims, and after him, whoever recites, they are the students of Abdul Basit. So he has, Allah has given him beautiful voice and he utilizes it for properly. Sometimes when he recites, you cannot stop crying. Although you cannot understand what he says, because you don't know Arabic. When he recites in a manner, as Quran says, there are passages where you have to cry, there are passages where you have to smile. And he keeps us, he makes us cry, as you have seen in this surah. It's a dynamic recitation. Let's go again. We have a very heavy day today. I hope all of us, we are prepared for this. And before I start, maybe some of our brothers and sisters joining today, I give overall what we have done yesterday, outline of yesterday's sessions. First thing in life, there is a perspective in order to have life. Is life has to move towards the right direction. Without perspective of one thing, you cannot move. The biggest problem we are facing is mingling two or three or four perspectives. I think we have concluded yesterday there are only two perspectives we can boil down. That is, bottom line is there are two perspectives. One is materialistic perspective, another is spiritual perspective. Either I have to live a life of a materialistic or I have to live a spiritual life. If I live the spiritual life, there is a chance of living both the world, taking both the world. If I take the materialistic world, there is no chance getting the spiritual life. Thus, our conclusion is, before life starts, husband and wife have to sit. What is our course of action in our life shall be? Is it Canadian way of life, American way of life, or Eastern way of life, or Islamic way of life? Once we decide, problem shall be decided or resolved according to the beginning of life. If the beginning is wrong, of course, خشت أول چن هد معمار كج تاو سريا ميرمد ديوار كج. If the first brick is put wrong, the wall shall be wrong. The first brick of marriage is perspective of life. What kind of life we have to lead? That was the thing which we discussed. And then we came to the point of comparing both the perspectives, the materialistic perspective and the spiritual perspective. Then we discuss Islam believes in strongly not only taking the hereafter from this world. I'll give an example. It's a beautiful example. For why we have to be in this world? Is it a world praiseworthy? Yes, this is the world praiseworthy, because Imam Ali al-Islam says, don't always ponder against the world. It's such a beautiful, a prophet came. Why we are here, like a plane wants to take off, you need a runway. Without a runway, you cannot take off. This world for human being is a runway. For some people, they have to run 500 meters. For some people, they have to run 5,000 meters. In fact, runway is this world in order to go higher. Without this world, we cannot go higher. So we have to use this world as a runway, not a stationway. It is not a place to stay. We have to run away from here. And go so higher to meet our Lord, our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, liqa'ullah. That is the main goal of the human being. Then we discuss the human being's responsibility. Who is he? Do we understand him? What is the beginning of the human being and the end? Then we came to the subject of responsibility. Responsibility also divided into two, individual and social responsibility. And individual responsibility also divided into two. One is my responsibility towards my body and the responsibility towards my soul. Then the ijtimai responsibility, social responsibility are divided into my personal life, my family, and also the my responsibility towards the society. Our focus of discussion from yesterday is family life. That means I am not talking about my personal life, I am not talking about my soul, I'm talking about only one subject, that is family. And then we discuss why we should get married, why Islam is asking, وَأَنْشِرْ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمَ الصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ يَكُنُوا فُقْرَى يُغْنِهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Then we discuss the marriage and what involves in marriage, the traditional marriage and the marriage of Islam. Then we discuss mahar, nikah, and then rukhsati. So now, bride is at home. Comes, smile and say, angel, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka labbaik. Why? Because no, that should be embraced with smile. We are just scared because we don't have knowledge. Likewise, in family life also, many things we should understand before marriage, that is, problem of the marriages. So we are dealing today the causes of feud and the responsibility of the both husband and wife. Inshallah, I hope all of you are going to take this experience and it could be the youth. And believe me, I said this when I was going and I was getting married, nobody was there to talk me. And this is treasure from Islam, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the opportunity that Allah has given to you. And this opportunity should be not be seen, it should be utilized. And I hope Allah has taken this ni'mah. For the ayyi ala li rabbikuma kadiba. First session. I try to give a perspective even in the question. And my subject is samitude. So of course, because as a thick metal is there, therefore there are problems. If we know the problems, we never have problems at home. Causes of family feud. First and foremost, power is for better than the purpose of life. Just to discuss what is the purpose of life? Why they are here? Can you end on here? Can you join there? What is the purpose of life? Sorry, now, yesterday I was talking. What is the purpose of life? To serve our Creator. That's like Allah khalaq al-jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. What is the meaning of serving Creator? What does it mean? Do you perceive serving the Creator? Is this worship? But military is not one thing. It's just a following the system which we have assigned, not system which we have created. This is the classic which we have, the two things we have, the first granted, not the ship. What does it mean of ship? Applying life two way of life. If I was saying, I'm not that much conservative Muslim. So I'm a liberal Muslim. So we don't have conservative, we don't have liberal. Either you pick certain package, come into the fort of Qalama Qala Allaha illa Allah hithni, faman dhaqa la hithni amina min azadi. Either you come inside the fort, I'll get out of the fort. You cannot do one leg inside another race. You think Islam is a matter of convenience of how the nation is arranged. This is very difficult, I like it, I want it. This is not going to work out in Islam. Islam says this is a package, asam takahu shayyan, dhamu khairun lakum. Many things you don't like, it is very good for you. When you take the baby to doctor for the shot, baby is crying and saying, you are doing this to me, why you are doing this? He says, Khaled, I know what I am doing to you. I am not hurting you, in fact, I am giving life to you. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala peeps in our lives and says, stop it, don't cry, it's good for you. We don't realize that up to that is not up to that. In fact, it really is a beautiful battle. I give a treasure from Ahlulbayt, Ahlulbayt, Ahlulbayt. When I was I cannot say it is about my testimony, because of my fame, because of my... Well, whatever, I had to go through the biggest battle, after battle of my life. My son was in hospital, I was looking, why, what I need? One dua I found from Imam Ladina, Ahlulbayt, Ahlulbayt. Such a beautiful dua. Imam says, there are two ways of life, there are two kinds of life. One is, I'm happy, Allah has given everything to me, and everything is available, and one status is, I'm in trouble. There are two states of human being. One time you have control of everything, and one time you don't have nothing, and you are in big trouble. Imam says, well, I don't know, but what is better I should thank? Look at the prophet of Ahlulbayt al-Islam. Well, I have to thank. Why is it that way? He says, should I thank when I am giving you sustenance, or should I thank at the time of trouble? He says, because at the time of trouble, I get